Man, Hebrews 11, and then also 1 Corinthians chapter 13 tells us, now abideth faith, hope, charity. The first one mentioned is faith. And you can't get to heaven without faith. You cannot please God without faith, none of us. And so, as we start in Hebrews 11, the definition of faith. And let's stand again. It'd be good for us to stand, keep up and down, keep moving. Amen. We're moving toward glory. Don't move as much as Lydia, because she banged into something. See a little scar on her face. Thank God your eye's still there. I pulled out of my yard, and thank the Lord I pulled out slowly. A little boy on his bicycle went right behind me. I had to chase the boy down. I kept saying he didn't want to come to my car, so I went over to his house and I told he and his brother and his little sister, I said, I almost ran you over, buddy, and I don't care to hurt you or kill you. So please be very careful when you go behind a car. And I didn't see him at all. You know how short they are. And thank the Lord I didn't hit the boy. But we need to keep moving for the Lord and for his glory. So thank the Lord for protection. And I want to declare tonight, we're talking about faith. And there's definitely, I was going to end up with this, but I'll start and I'll end up with it probably. There is misguided faith. There is no hope in the Pope. He's a devil. And he's gone to where other devils are. And our president and his wife and father have no business being at that funeral. Shame on them. We are Protestant Baptists. We protest Rome. We hate the Roman Catholic system. Shame on anybody who doesn't hate it as much as I hate it. I despise it with a passion. I don't hate the Catholics, but I despise their system. I was around it in an area, in a town, city of 70-some percent Roman Catholics. And I've been around the priests, and if they'd have opened up their cloaks and had a Tommy gun underneath there, I'd have believed it. Wicked as the devil. Wicked people. And the Pope, they can't even get enough in there. That's misguided faith. That's what that is, misguided faith. No hope in him. There's hope in Jesus only. And he is not the vicar of Christ. He's not his representative at all. He's representing him completely wrong, in a wicked way. And though you love your parents, you don't have to talk to them like I'm talking right now, or they won't let you back in their house. Amen? But I despise that system. It's damning the souls of millions. Millions. Misguided faith. May God help the Protestant, the fundamental Baptists across this country, and the Bible Presbyterians and those that believe anything to speak out and strongly speak out against that system. Well, amen and amen. Let's read just that first verse of Hebrews 11. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Our Father, bless thy word. Oh, give us great faith in the right one, the Lord Jesus Christ, in the right book, the Bible, not the Book of Mormon, the Book of God, the Bible, the holy, thrice holy Bible, and the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and not including Mary in there at all. Our Father, bring us back and keep us in love with thee, thy word and the truth. May it so permeate our being that, Lord, nothing can destroy it or hinder it or make it weak. Give us strong faith, we pray in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. It says faith is the substance. Faith is substance. This pulpit is substance. I have my hand on it. And faith is the substance of things not seen. Kind of mystical, isn't it? the evidence, the very proof, it says here, evidence of things not seen. It says the, let me get it. We understand. It says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Substance of things hoped for. We're expecting. We have a happy expectation. We know it's so by faith. We have hope. And so it's hope, and yet it's the evidence of things not seen. Thank God for faith. We don't understand it all, but it's so anyhow. Amen? We don't understand all of it. The substance of things hoped for. The evidence, the very evidence of things not seen. Saving faith. There's saving faith. Nobody gets to heaven without saving faith. It says through the propitiation through faith in his blood. Without faith, we read in this 11th chapter of Hebrews, it's impossible to please God. And here people are trying to please God by their works, good deeds, communion, baptism, praying for the dead. We don't pray for the dead. We pray for the living. Terry Schiavo, we don't pray for her. I think she was a Catholic too, wasn't she? I hope she was a saved Catholic, but they sure made sure she wouldn't come awake, wouldn't they? Didn't they? Wicked people. Wicked people. Shame on them. If anyone wanted to let her live or thought there was hope for her, they ought to all shut their mouths and go home. Our laws are corrupt. Just so terrible. That's America for you, though. Politically correct. Idiots. The only way you get right and correct in anything is with the correct book, the Bible. The Holy Bible is our guidebook. I guess Clinton's going over there, too. He'd go stay there, too. Stay right there and kiss the Pope's toe forever for all I care. And I'm a Baptist. I'm surprised that they put the slippers on him. That they did, because he won't wear or didn't wear years ago the golden slippers because Ian Paisley preached against it so much. Said if you got so much money, you love the poor so much, sell your golden slippers. And give it to the poor. And he wouldn't wear his golden slippers anymore. Well, they buried this Pope in some other shoes. I don't know what kind of shoes. His walk was of the devil. Amen. He led people to think that the host was salvation. Eating the bread. That this actually, the whole mass is to bring the body and blood of Christ into the actual body and blood of Christ. So that when you take communion, you eat Christ, you receive Christ. That's not the way you receive Christ. You receive him by faith after repentance of sin. You don't go into some little confession box. You don't get any grace out of telling some priest your personal sins. We should go only to the high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ, to God Almighty through our high priest. We are a priest already. Once you're a saved, born-again believer. There's serving faith, saving faith, and then serving faith. Oh, that we'd serve. Serve by faith. It's important how we serve and why we serve and whom we serve. I'm not serving these people out here, really, Logan. I'm serving the Lord Jesus Christ. And part of that is my service for him is to love the brethren and serve you. Amen? He has called me to preach and to serve. And to be, by his grace, a humble servant. By the way, you can be a humble servant and still scathe the Pope from head to toe. Some people say, oh, there's no love in his heart. Don't you judge my heart. The Bible will judge my heart. I hate the system. I despise it. I always said if I ever had a chance to be around the Pope, I'd bite his toes hard. It'd cause such a stink. I'd probably get AIDS or something, though. I'm telling you, wicked people. Wicked people. I don't want to get into that. I'd rather talk about lovely things tonight. I could go on for hours telling you about stories I heard around Buffalo, about the convents and the priest's quarters and all the rest, but there is something lovely to preach, and it's Christ and faith in Him, serving Him. By the way, there's conquering faith. We need conquering faith. May God help us to be conquerors. That's talked about in the latter part of Hebrews. Then there's overcoming faith. I went and I read every one of those while I was sitting up here at the here is Pastor Hammonds and the rest were doing things. And I read every one of those. Revelation. Every one of the seven churches in Asia Minor spoke about being an overcomer. Every one of them speak about having ears to hear, let them hear. Hear what he saith to the churches. Every church. In every one's it says, I know thy works. He knows our churches. He knows what we're doing. He knows our motives and everything else. He knows what's going on. He does. He knows why we do what we do. I hope we do what we do because we love Jesus, not to be seen of people. Why do we serve? Because we've been redeemed. And we want to pay Him back, though we never can, for His saving grace. Overcoming. And you know, faith is pleasing God too. You can please God, and the only way you can please God is by faith. What does it say? Verse 6. But without faith, well, let's read Enoch. Verse 5. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him for before his translation, here before he was taken up, he had this testimony. Do we have this testimony? That he pleased God. Some people almost act like we can't please God. The Bible says we can please God. Some people act like we're so full of sin all the time that we can't please God. That's a lie. I don't believe that for a minute. Some fella not long ago, he said, you can't live 1 second without sinning. That's a lie out of hell. That kind of doctrine stinks in Pastor Harvey's nostrils. I don't like that kind of talk at all. I know we have the sinful nature. We never lose that till we get to heaven. But I am not sinning. If I can't live an hour without sinning, I don't need to be behind this pulpit, thank you. If I can't live a day without sinning, I don't have a very strong Christ, do I? Hello? I'll go a step further. If I can't live a week without sinning, I have a very weak Savior. Amen. And His salvation didn't do much for me, did it? Right. Say, well, are you going to go on to a year? I'm not going to bother. I'm just saying we can have victory in Jesus. Right. This idea, you got to sin all the time. I don't believe that business for 1 minute. I don't believe I'm going to allow people to preach in this pulpit anymore to teach that kind of stuff either. You pray for your pastor. There's so much mixed up, messed up doctrine going around, even among good men. And I'm responsible for what's taught and preached behind this pulpit. Amen. My little children, I write unto you that you sin not. How can you be holy and sinning all the time? A requirement of a bishop is to be holy. H-O-L-Y. Not W-H-O-L-L-Y, but H-O-L-Y. Amen? Well, amen. I'll amen myself. Run around here and amen. Amen, Preacher Harvey. That's right. There's people upset with me right now because I don't believe in this business of saying you can't live a minute or an hour without sinning. They can be upset as they want to. They better get right with God and get in their Bible and find out what the book says. They better not preach that junk. And they better not allow that stuff to be preached because they're going to meet God with what they preach. I would expect that only out of a young novice, a baby Christian. And he shouldn't be taught that kind of stuff. Amen. Amen. Brother Hamlin, we're prone to sin, boy. But I don't believe a minute that you can't live an hour without sinning. I don't believe that junk. I don't want to preach in that stuff. My, seems like you get out of one battle, you get into another battle. Amen? I'll tell you what, doctrine's very important. Amen. Other people say, well, you can't smoke cigarettes and still be saved. Well, you'll smell a lot better if you don't smoke, that's for sure. You'll be a whole lot better testimony. And you'll do a lot more for God and be a great blessing if you get rid of the habit. The truth of the matter is there used to be preachers, and one of his name was Dr. Bob Jones Sr. He said, I like my cigars, but my preacher friends don't like it. Therefore, I'm quitting it. Spurgeon smoked. Did you know that? Who was the other one? Sankey smoked, I think. Wasn't he in the back there? And then he came out and gave the invitation? But don't be smoking and being in an independent Baptist pastor's pulpit, or you'll be thrown out, and thank God for it too. It's a poor example. Why did Spurgeon have to say when he saw the ad in the store there, this is the tobacco that Spurgeon uses? Then I heard he quit after that. He said, this is too much. And Dr. Bob Jones Sr., he quit too. And you better quit also. Don't you go around saying anybody that smokes is going to hell. I'll fight you over that too. Amen? We better be straight on doctrine. You're saved by grace through faith, not because you don't do this and don't do that. Amen? It's by grace through faith. Amen. Isn't it good we can please God? If we die to ourselves, if we're saved by His grace, it says that Enoch had this testimony before his translation that he pleased God. Isn't that wonderful that we can please God? That's what we should be living for. That's what we should be serving for, because we want to please God. We're more concerned about what He thinks about us than what the people think about us, although that is important too. Then there's great faith. Great faith. What did Jesus say? I have not seen so great faith, no, not in Israel. Whew. I think He used the two examples of, I think, Naaman the leper, and then He used the other one. And then the man that, you know, he said, I don't need you to come into my house. Just say the word. Centurion, thank you, brother. Amen. I've not seen so great faith. No, not in Israel. We need great faith. I believe that woman over there, you know, and I thought of your girl, Faith. Amen? The great woman. She said, let's build a little thing for the man of God as he comes by. And I just always wanted to call her Faith. She's a great woman. Great woman. And then, sad to say, there's failing faith. There's no faith. There's little faith. Oh, ye of little faith! And then what else? Have you no faith? I already said that. No faith. Have you no faith? Jesus said in another place, where is your faith? I believe He said. And as I said, we can have misguided faith. We can have faith in the pastor. I don't know you that you heard, but I heard on the radio today of a something tree church. What is it? Anybody here down in Austin? I heard it, and I was going to call in, but I was just too late. It was 10 o'clock. They're talking about a pastor who started a church in a little old nothing, build it up to 4,000 strong. 4,000, right? Some charismatic tree. And whatever. Green Tree Church or something. I've seen it. It's in a plaza, I think. And they built 4,000 strong. And a woman got up in the church and said, you either tried to or you sinned with me, one of the two. She either got up in the church or she accused the church. I don't know how the whole thing was. They brought it to the men, and the pastor admitted it, and then he said, when I was younger, according to Sam Cox, the ex-police officer said that he was all involved with pornography and even going with wicked women. But he said, I got straight on all of that. That he's not in the pulpit now. I wonder, all I could think about, and I was going to call in and say, I'm a pastor up here in Clean. Why didn't they check him out more thoroughly in his ordination services? Amen. Find out what his past life is like. My. How can you be blameless if you're that immoral, grossly immoral, before you're going to the pulpit? There's immorality and then there's gross immorality. And I was going to say, our men need to be blameless. We had some hail damage the other Friday. I was down there talking to the man there. He was saying how he didn't like the Baptist church, or he was in a Baptist church or a church around the corner or something. Couldn't believe it. Before I got through talking to him, he said, I went to the Promise Keepers. He and his wife had both been married before, and then the pastor didn't stand up for him, he said, when his wife was going to leave him. And before I leave him, I find out he's living with some woman. He freely told me. And then I checked his son out, and his son was living with a girl for 6 years. He's going to marry her in October. What a mess. I was so nice I could say, you know, the only woman I've ever been with, sir, is my wife. And it's delightful. Amen. Because I can let people know that God has kept me clean. To God be the glory. And my wife also, and he acted like, that's strange. I don't know if any of them are clean like that anymore. Well, God can still keep them clean. My God is still able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. Man, I almost felt dirty in the place by the time I heard his son was in his own footsteps. My, what a mess we are in America. He said, I was faithful and I put my tithe in every week for 6 years. And he had some valid things. He said, I believe what you're saying about that down there. I believe it. That's a terrible disgrace when these men of God fail in that fashion and they're such in high places. Can you imagine a church of 4,000 strong and a man of God allowing that stuff? Do you know what he should have left off the other part and just confessed to the one thing there? What a disgrace. What a terrible disgrace. Wonder if these people will ever have any faith in again. In the man who's behind the pulpit or the churches. What a mess we're in today. What a big mess. And then he even said his pastor, when he was growing up, got all involved with these IRAs and all got all involved with finances. And he mentioned about these pastors that are buying cars to sell cars. I didn't tell him, but I could have told him. I purposely stay out of all that mess. And I live off what the people give me. You wouldn't believe all these people want to get me into Amway. I think they forgot about me. I haven't heard from anybody lately. So I have no interest in Amway. Well, don't you want, couldn't you use some extra money? No, not that way. I've got other business to do, to tend to. Amen. If you're going to be an overcomer, you cannot get your eyes on the meager little income and running a little car business on the side. The disciples got rebuked by the master because he wanted them to live by faith. Isn't that what the theme song of Roloff was? Living by faith in Jesus above. It's a faith walk. Don't you guys go into the ministry, the preaching ministry? Don't you go into the ministry if you want to have a fortune and live in a big mansion? Drive a Rolls Royce and a Jaguar for your wife? Amen? My Jesus didn't even have a horse, and he made the horse. Whew. Lived off the alms of the people. His eyes were fixed on heaven. Thank God Clinton's not my hope. And thank the Lord, even though I believe he's a saved man, George Bush, he's not my hope either. My Jesus is my hope. The greatest of these people will fail you, but my Jesus will never fail you. Jesus never fails, the song says. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but Jesus never fails. Amen? So don't let our faith fail. Let's ask God to help us to not let our faith fail. Our faith in this book, our faith in truth, our faith in the convictions that God has put in our hearts through preachers and evangelists and missionaries and teachers. May we live by faith. Think about Noah in the midst of that awful generation. But Noah walked with God. Just keep on walking with God. If you're in the right path, stay in the right path. If you have the right book, stick with the same book. Amen? Don't let these intellectuals get us into some other weak translation of the Bible when we have the King James Version. Amen? We don't have to preach on it every week. It's still so. Amen? We have the right translation. You discourage everyone else from using anything else other than that one too. And you'll have a lot of conflicts in this life just doing that. You'll come out of the Bible bookstore preaching at people. Say, why don't you get a Bible in here that's worth having? Amen? May God bring us back to the truth. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. All those conquerors over there. We don't have time to go through those, so we'll stop right there. But, boy, think of Samson. Think of these other men. I know that, let me make this statement in closing, Lord willing. I know that often in here, it says by faith he did this. Okay? I know it says that. By faith, Enoch. By faith, Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. But I really, in my thinking, if God put him in here as a hero of the faith, I believe that the bulk of their life was lived by faith. I don't think this was just a one-time thing. May our whole life be a life of faith, trusting God, trusting His Word, trusting that which we cannot see, but we hope for, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence. We have evidence. We know it so by faith. We claim it by faith. I was thinking about that term of Joshua. He prayed, and God said, be strong and of a good courage. I think about faith is very similar to courage, isn't it? You have courage because you have faith. And you do courageous things because you have faith in a great God. So may God help us to have our faith increasing and everything about us be a walk of faith. And may we seek in this walk of faith to please God. May we ask God to help us to keep from stumbling and falling. Just to be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. That we might someday hear Well done, thou good and what? Faithful, or full of faith, servant. Faithful servant. That word faith is in that faithful. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. May God help us to do that. That may and will take every bit of our being, but may we ask God to help us. Amen. When you don't think you have the strength to do something, ask God to give you the strength you don't even have of your own self. When I don't have compassion, I ask God to give me some compassion, please. Just anoint me with compassion. Fill me with compassion. When we don't have faith, we ought to ask God, give me an anointing afresh of faith so that I can please thee. Our Father and our God, we love thee. Thank thee for thy word. Thy word is truth. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Bless it, we pray. Have thy way in our life. May we be overcomers because we are filled with faith. May we take the head off of our Goliaths in our life because we have the faith of David. May we rise up against the lion who would come and the forces of hell itself, our Father, as they come at us. When we think of these ones who were against the armies of the Philistines, David and others, and Lord, all the forces of the underworld were against them, and they rose up by faith. Lord, give us that faith. Give us courage. When we are weak, be our strength. When we are nothing, be our everything. When we fail, strengthen us and pick us back up and get us running toward the enemy again. And Lord, no retreat. May we have victory. Help us. Help us in these days, we pray. We do need help from myself throughout our congregation. We all need help. Physical help, emotional help, spiritual help, strength from above. Give it to us.